From the Stewart Raceway, we have Keith Lurby and Corey Mitchell. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
And how are we doing today?
Very good.
First day of July.
First day of July.
Can't believe it.
We're
here. Yeah, I know. We're halfway through 2020. Thank goodness. I guess we could say.
Can you call Uncle yet?
I think we could. So, we're here to talk a little bit about the Stewart Raceway, and we know there's been a couple of weeks of racing in the books already, mm-hmm. but things are a little bit different this year. And, of course, we want to talk about what's coming up this weekend, too, and also about some of the different guidelines and restrictions and how things are kind of operating just a little bit differently this year. So I guess, first of all, Keith, when is the big race for the Stewart 4th of July weekend?
Well, we're actually racing on the 4th this year. We kind of moved our schedule around to do that. So we are actually racing on the 4th. And God forbid it rains us out. We have a race date for the 5th also. And we have to do that through our sanctioning body. So that's going to be set somewhat early in the process. So we do have both days kind of earmarked in case we do have a rain out on the 4th. We're going to race on the 5th.
All right. Awesome. But for right now, we're planning on Saturday night. The race starts at 6, and of course the gates open a little earlier, right?
Yep, they open at 4:00, so come get your spot.
There we go. Well, let's talk a little bit about obviously the big question from a lot of people, and I know you guys have been busy answering questions, and we've been getting calls here too as well, wanting to know how can they allow the races now, and what's kind of going on here with the directed health measures.
Well, as people know that have dealt with large events, we're not anything special in the state, and we're not that far behind the rest of the country. It just seems like it, and people kind of think that we are further behind than everybody else, but we're not. And you know, it's a very big process, but I guess everybody's got to do it. So I guess that's the main thing we look at, and we have to do a directed health measures. We have to follow those, and we have to outdoor event, we can only have 75% of our capacity. So we have to put in a plan, and we have to follow that plan pretty carefully so that we can continue to do it. And so the short of it is, like I say, we need to thank a lot of people for, you know, what they've done. The Stewart Park Board, the Stewart Village, you know, the race committee, all of our sponsors for sure, which we'll get to a little bit later. But I mean, there's a lot behind the scenes, a lot of talking to the governor's office. So I'm just glad we're at where we're at.
You bet. And like you said, it's definitely a little bit different here. And I know you guys are trying to make things as convenient as possible for everyone. And one of the new things that has come about, and it's really pretty handy. I used it last week even. It's your new ticketing system, and of course it is done online, and we know there's some people out there that might not have online options, but find a friend or somebody. It's mm-hmm. pretty simple, isn't it? Tell us about your new ticketing system.
Well, it was actually something we talked about before the season started, and because there's a lot of people that come from out of the area that's all they use is credit cards. And we didn't have an option at a track to use a credit card, so we were putting something in place for that anyway. This kind of just forced our hands pretty hard to do what we did. And I know that probably the biggest complaint that I hear about the side of that is the extra fees involved. It's no different than if you would use your credit card at a store or something. You're still getting those extra fees. You just don't see those like mm-hmm. you do on the app.
Right.
So that's probably one of the biggest complaints. But we have the link up on our Facebook page right now. So you go there, it's click on what you need and put it in the shopping cart, and away you go. It takes very little time.
Right, and you can print your tickets off. That yep. way, when you get to the gate, you can just hand them your ticket and get right in.
Yeah, you can print your ticket off, or you can have them on your smartphone. Right. That's another option. It's a little easier if it's printed. It's a little quicker, but yeah. And you get a band, and you're on your way in.
And just a reminder, like on the Facebook, there is the link for the fans, but there's also a link for the drivers. So there is two on there. So if you're not finding your seat that you're looking for, you may be on the driver's side. So make sure that there is someone that says for the fan link, and then there's one for the drivers as well, because they're two different check-ins. So that's, if you're, I've had some of them comments, well, I can't find it. Well, just go on the wrong link. That's no big deal. So.
That's right. And we still have our link up on our text, too. If you text Stuart to 336-1612, it'll get you the link. And I just clicked on it, and it brings up all the remaining races for the year. And you can buy tickets for this 4th of July or July 19th or the 26th or whatever.
Well, I will give a little story on that. Yeah, let's leave it at the July 4th right
now.
Yeah,
there you go. Yep.
Buy them for every week. So quick. And, yeah, it's... I don't have time to do everything I need to do on there all the time, but I'm trying to do it race by race. And yeah, and we've had a few hiccups, and I, you know, thank everybody for sticking with us on it, but yes.
And it's easy. Like I said, it's pretty simple once you get in there. And if you do have difficulties, find somebody in your family or somebody, somebody can help you process through there. Like I said, it's pretty painless, and you can get right in and out of there pretty quick. And it also assures you that you're going to get into the track, because what's the availability if somebody comes and wants to pay at the door?
Well, normally on a regular weekend, we'd be fine. Fourth of July, we're going to have a little issue, because on the weekend, on an event on the weekend, we usually have between 2,500 and 3,000 people out there, and we can allow 1,500. So if you don't have a ticket this week, you're probably not going to get in. If you come to the races, unfortunately, and you come to the gate and there's no tickets available, I am very sorry. You're going to have to go home. Or
yeah.
The one thing is we do have Advantage Racing TV simulcasting it for us, so that's another option.
And they're going to stick around, and they're going to broadcast the fireworks afterwards this year. So
awesome. That's awesome. And I think folks from Stuart are used to The theater does it, you know. Yes. If you don't have a ticket and they sell out of tickets in advance and you get there, you're not going to get in.
That's right.
Yeah, yep. Get your ticket in advance, and that way you're guaranteed to get in. So, well, let's talk about the race this this Saturday, July 4th at 6 o'clock. How many classes of cars are run?
Well, we're going to have our IMCA classes and our NOW 600 classes. We have our Coles Camper Sales IMCA Hobby Stocks. We have Subway of Atkinson Stock Cars, our Fury Chassis IMCA Northern Sport Mods. Then we have our Terps Automotive, Napa Auto Parts, IMCA Race Savers. And then we added last year a couple new classes, our Micros, and just take a large sprint car and shrink it down. And then we're actually the Lucas Oil NOW 600 sanctioned class now. They're a national sanctioned class. So we have the W&W Cycle and Service 600 CC stock non-wings, and then the Northern Plains Supply 600 winged A Micros. We also offer a restricted class. We have not had too many in that yet, but it is open there. It's the same car. They just restrict the engine capacity down. And for anybody out there to get into that, you only have to be 8 years old to climb into one of those. Wow. So if you want kids looking into getting into the racing, it's probably the most economical way to get into it. So that's why we start offering that as well. So that's on the lineup for this Saturday. That's what we race every week. But we've already had different cars get a hold of us, different drivers that are not going to be normal since we're racing on a different night, want to come up for the 4th of July. So going to have some extra ones out there to watch.
Going to be full. So. And of course, the Stuart Raceway, like you guys have been doing racing for a lot of years over there in Stuart. If anybody has any old pictures, photos, programs, anything like that, you guys are always kind of looking for that. That kind of stuff's kind of cool to have, and also to feature on your Facebook page,
too. Absolutely, absolutely. Anything that you can come up with, we're always looking for history.
And how about volunteers? You're still looking for volunteers? That's probably
because of what's going on, we need a lot of extra people in a lot of extra places, and it's straining a lot of the volunteers. And if you've ever volunteered for a lot of stuff, thank you is what you get paid.
So. Right. You bet. And for this Saturday, July 4th, the races, who's the sponsor this week?
Tri-County Bank, and the Tri-County Bank also is their 75th year and their anniversary. So they have been out there with us for a very long time helping us, and they also put some extra money, a lot of extra money, towards the fireworks, so it'll be the largest fireworks show ever put off in Stuart that I know of, and I've been doing it for 21 years, so it's going to be a big event for the fireworks. It's going to be kind of cool.
You bet. And always, of course, like we said, you got a lot of good sponsors. Corey, I know you know how important the sponsors are.
Absolutely.
But and if anybody wants to make donations to anybody from the public, or maybe you're having a family reunion and everybody throws $5 in the pot and you want to help out with the Stewart Raceway, there's a lot that goes into making this happen, and any donations are always appreciated.
Yes, very much appreciated. And the fireworks, the Stewart Fire Department puts on the fireworks. I just happen to be the lead shooter, so I know what's going involved in that also. And a lot of thanks to the people involved on the fire department side for that too. And we may not have got around to everybody who wanted to donate to the fireworks in Stewart. If we missed you, just please send it in to the P.O. Box 313 in Stewart and put it in a memo for fireworks, because we didn't get around to everybody because we didn't know really if it was going to happen or not.
Right. So, all right. And 68 years of racing at Stewart Raceway. That's a lot of years.
Well, consecutively.
Yeah.
That's the key. And we kind of had ourselves as the oldest consecutive ran racetrack in the United States with all volunteer help in the same location. That's pretty big. And thank God we got to continue that streak this year. That was our main goal, is to do that. That's why we had an option to run without fans with everybody that was involved, and we did that. I know we got a lot of grief for it, but we wanted to keep that streak alive, because you never know when they're going to pull the plug on this again.
All right. Corey, tell everybody again when it all happens this weekend.
This Saturday night, Stewart Raceway, Stewart, Nebraska, 6 o'clock. We're going to get our normal 4th of July off. I want to thank Tri-County Bank once again for being out. And don't forget, after the races, our large fireworks display, all of our IMCA classes, and our 600cc micros, Saturday night, July 4th, right here, Stewart, Nebraska.
And unfortunately, I have to add this, we will not be giving any bikes away, and we cannot do any candy drops, we cannot do any programs, just so everybody knows that. We did give a bike away last week, and kind of got in a little bit of trouble for that, so we're not doing that this week.
Okay.
So, just so everybody knows that, okay?
All right, sounds good. Keith and Corey, thanks for coming in. We'll see everybody at the Stewart Raceway this Saturday night. Make sure to get your tickets in advance.
Yes, please.
Yes, and I'd like to thank both KBRX and KBRB for their help during this time, too. They've been a great help, so thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Keith Larrabee and Corey Mitchell from the Stewart Raceway. Don't forget the big 4th of July races this Saturday night. Gates open at 4. Racing starts at 6.